This goes to Troy Novak, PAC, fax 989-463-2824, regarding Lee Ebright, E-B like boy, R-I-G-H-T, date of birth 12-17-1944. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Ebright with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, prostate carcinoma, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was September 10th of 2024. His weight is stable, and his hemoglobin A1C is improving after he had the prostate surgery. He states that he will be having radiation treatments 5 days a week for several weeks, and that will be done here at the Cancer Center, and Dr. Fireman is monitoring that and ordering it. His weight is about 2 pounds less than it was at his last visit, and he states he's been feeling well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He reports that he feels much better after receiving iron infusions within the last year for low iron levels, and he's not been as fatigued after that those infusions. And urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Medications, I want to highlight metoprolol, 25 milligram twice a day. Plavix is 75 milligram daily. Hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight, 185 pounds. Pulse is 70, and blood pressure is 120 over 80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done February 20th, 2025. Creatinine is stable at 1.57, estimated GFR 44. Calcium is 9.0, albumin 4.0, phosphorus 3.2, electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin is 13.8 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, well controlled. 3, diabetic nephropathy with improved control. And 4, prostate carcinoma to have radiation treatments soon. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice within 6 months. And labs will be checked every 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.